nose down into the deep blue waves.
I helped Benjamin put on a life jacket. No one was talking. How unusual. Normally, you can't get the Stilton family to stop squeaking. Everyone stared worriedly at the sky. It grew darker and darker. The wind blew furiously. The plane lurched and swayed. Swish, swish, swish. I held on to Benjamin's tiny paw for dear life.
"Don't worry, little nephew," I whispered. "We'll be just fine."
I hoped he couldn't hear my teeth chattering, or see my fur standing on end, or feel my paw trembling. Rat-munching rattlesnakes! I was scared silly! Suddenly, Bouncer pointed the plane's nose toward land.
"Hang on!" he screamed. "I'm going to try to make an emergency landing!"
The wind grew stronger and stronger. The waves grew closer and closer. Seconds later, a gust of wind sent the plane plunging into the deep blue waves.